I've got a little surprise for you.
Right, I don't like surprises.
No, it's good. There's somebody on the phone, and I'd like the person on the phone to say hello to you and see if you can guess who it is.
Hello, Scott Mills. Mm. Hello, Scott Mills.
Do you know who that is?
Talk some more.
Hello, Scott Mills. It's a bit overcast down here.
Oh, my God.
There's a force 6 blowing in across the Bristol Channel. A bit breezy over the Quantox and also the Mendips.
A bit breezy over the what? Degrees.
Over the Quantox and the Mendips.
Is that
around 10 degrees, but we should be in for a calm, settled night.
It's ITV West's Bob Crampton.
It is.
I've been rumbled.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, Scott.
I can't believe I'm actually talking to you.
Well, this is it, you know. This is the wonder of science and technology.
The thing is, right, I'm spending loads of time in Bristol at the moment.
Are you?
Yeah.
Excellent.
I'm doing a show called Upstage. Don't like to talk about it. It's on BBC
Three.
Oh, good. And
right.
In fact, I used to live in Bristol. It was the first place I moved to away from home. And you used to be on HTV then, reading the news.
That's right. The old days of HTV is now called ITV West, as you so rightly mentioned several times yesterday. Hurrah!
Yeah, and you do the weather.
Absolutely.
How do I get one of your... I was talking about your brollies yesterday.
Well, they're as rare as hen's teeth, and I hand them out, you know, just one every now and then. I've probably handed out about scores so far rather than hundreds. You've got to, Scott, put your best picture into me. You know, the region you mentioned yesterday, all those terrific areas around this West Country, I'm thinking of the Suspension Bridge or what have you. So if you send me one of your pictures, and I use it, because I'm just not going to hand it over willy-nilly, and I use it on the weather slot,
well,
then you'll get a Bob's brolly.
It's strange you should say willy-nilly, Bob. Because Scott was wondering yesterday whether he should just send you a picture of his willy.
Of his what?
Of his willy.
No, I didn't say that. You said that.
No, that was the
Don't
possibility.
Don't say that to Bob.
Don't say it, yeah.
Would that get him a brolly?
Well, I doubt if it would get him a second glance, actually.
Right, so if I get to the Mendips and take a picture, you're telling me I could have a Bob's brolly, or even the Quantox?
Yeah, Scott, yep, for you, a Bob's brolly.
Do I have to draw it, or do I
have to be able to use it on the weather?
Do I have to draw it, or do I have to take a picture?
Picture, please. You know,
a photo. Oh. Because you used to have to draw them back in the day, didn't you?
Yeah. We were celebrating something like 50 years of HTV, and I came across a guy who used to draw the weather clouds live on the weather forecast 50 years ago.
Love that.
That's amazing. They draw the sun and the clouds.
Maybe you could do that. Maybe you could draw the sun and the clouds and send it in.
All right, Bob. Well, if I send one in, just it'll be from me, all right?
All right,
and if you could just look out for that, and I would like one of your brollies.
Okay.
I'm so pleased to have spoken to you. Thank you so much.
See what I do for you?
Thank you.
Now, tomorrow, could you sort me out with that fit Becky?
Oh, Becky Manson.
Yeah.
You know her, Bob.
She's fantastic. Yeah, I've met Becky.
Excellent.
Do all you local weather forecasters know each other?
Yeah, we sort of get together once a year and we sort of chat.
We'll just have a little chat off air about Becky then, Bob.
Right, yeah.
Do you know Diane Oxbury off Manchester?
Diane Oxbury? I can't remember Diane. But we have met all the weather forecasts. We all sit round and talk cumulonimbus and...
I love it. Anyway.
See what we miss out on.
God. Gotta go, Bob.
Okay, mate.
Love you. Radio 1. This is Radio 1. Hey, you know, yesterday you got me a nice... A phone call from Bob Crampton.
Yeah. Have you done your picture yet?
I haven't done my picture yet, no. I will. I want to get one of Bob's brollies that he hands out if you're in the West Country area of ITV. If you send him a nice picture of, you know, Bristol, Bath, Taunton, all around that area.
Send him a new picture of you and your new boxers.
No, I don't
See
think
that
Bob would like that.
Him.
But I've got you a little message. Because I know there was one person that you particularly wanted to hear from.
Yes.
From the land of weather.
Yeah.
And ITV.
I don't believe this is going to be her, but anyhow.
Why do you say that?
Well, because you just build it up and get me excited.
It's only Becky Manson. It's not Madonna. I mean,
she's
no offence, Becky.
She's nicer than Madonna.
Yeah, but she's gone national now. She might have gone a bit showbiz. No, I've got an actual message from Becky.
Okay.
Have a listen.
Hiya, it's Becky here. Becky Manton off of the weather. I heard you talking about me yesterday and thought I'd leave you a message. If you were a type of weather, you'd definitely be strong, unpredictable and damp in the south. See you around, chopper.
There we are.
Now, is that really her?
That was Becky Manton off ITV Weather.
Listen, is that available as a ringtone?
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
I put a lot of effort into getting Bob, whatever he's called.
Bob Crampton off ITV West.
To ring you and discuss how you could get a brolly as a friend. And you, in return, just got somebody from upstairs to pretend to be Becky Manton. And I think that's quite rude.
The thing is, though, you've just kind of answered your own question there. Right, Becky is national weather. Bob, no offence, Bob, is local.
Right.
They're easier to get hold of. Becky's a big star now. She's Becky left her came, local days behind her.
Becky came from local.
She did,
she should remember her roots.
She's forgotten it.
She hasn't.
To be honest, we haven't really tried that hard to get hold of her. But Becky, if you are listening, please do. How have we? We have tried. Oh, sorry. Yeah, she's gone showbiz. Sorry.
I got Bob personally, and you get your people to try and sort out Becky.
Sorry, I was saying that Becky hadn't gone showbiz. She obviously has.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
Now, you know I'm living in Bristol at the moment, mostly.
Yes.
And we're in Bristol today.
We are, all because of you.
Because I'm doing this show on BBC 3. It's on tonight, actually, around 11 o'clock. It's called Upstage.
I thought it was earlier tonight.
It's 11.
Oh, it's 11?
Yeah.
Well, that is earlier, actually.
It's a lot earlier, yeah. Some nights we get 11:45. That's earlier.
I know.
Anyway, since I've been in the West Country, I've been watching the local ITV news, and there's a bloke, a legend, who does the weather every night called Bob Crampton. Right?
Yes.
People in Bristol and Bath will be aware of him, or Weston-super-Mare or Taunton. And if you send in a nice picture of a scene from the local area, he awards you with a Bob's Brolly. And I've kind of wanted
made it
one.
Your mission
yeah,
to
I
get kind of a Bob's
one.
Brolly.
Last night, we were on ITV West News, on the main news. Check this out.
Lisa is not the only one who's been mixing with the stars this week. Our Bob has been down with the kids on Radio 1. Bob, what's all this about? I didn't know you were a popular music fan, old chap.
Well, of course, from my attire, you can see my dress. Of course, I'm very streetwise. But Radio 1 have been in touch, and they didn't want to know about my knowledge of hip-hop, of garage, or indie music, anything like that. They wanted to know about something that's 3 foot long and you hold in your hands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, Bob's Brolly. They got in touch. Their top DJ, Scott Mills, got in touch. He'd been talking about it on his programme for 2 days, and yesterday we discussed live on air about the merits and demerits of this umbrella. And he's a man in the know, of course. He's the in crowd, so no baseball cap for him, no bling. What's really important at the moment is an accessory is a Bob's Brolly.
No baseball cap or bling for
me. He's never met you, has he?
No.
But come on, Bob, you're not just going to give Scott Mills a brolly because he's famous, are you?
No, not even because he's got the same name as Steve, actually, no. Like everyone else, he's got to take a photo, he's got to send it in. If it's good enough, he will get one of these brollies. You can send one in too to westweather@itv.com. You may need one of these over the coming few days, but it's going to be very windy. Let's have a look.
How good is that?
Two things. One, was that question written down for her?
Maybe.
Because it did sound like she really understood it.
Secondly, come on, Bob, surely you're not going to give Scott Mills an umbrella just because he's famous, are you?
Have you got the same name as Steve?
Steve Scott, who is one of the hosts.
Oh, right. Steve Scott, Scott Mills.
You see?
Right, I see. Right, got
you. Thanks very much, Bob. Send me a brolly or else. I am actually going to be sending you a picture in to westweather@itv.com over the weekend.
Of your hillocks or something, isn't it?
Of the Quantox.
Quantox, there you go.
Not the hillocks.
Has Becky Manton been in touch yet?
She hasn't. Right, this is Simple Plan. Remember we played When I'm Gone? This is the follow-up on Radio 1. I fall asleep by the telephone.